The 37 military hospital has spent $170,517 in preserving the corpse of a Costa Rican, Claudio Alvarez Zapata, who died at the hospital in December 2008. For about 8 years, the body of Zapata has been lying at the mortuary of the hospital. This came up at the public hearing of the Public Accounts Committee, where the Minister of Defense, Dr. Benjamin Kumbur, and some member senior officers of the ministry appeared before the committee. We bring you more in this report by our parliamentary correspondents, Dominic Honoji and Augustus Akoi.
The Costa Rican Claudio Alvarez Zapata was the captain of a Nigerian registered merchant vessel, MV Princess, which is owned by Wang Frank Freeboat. Mr. Zapata reportedly got injured on board the vessel and was brought to the 37 Military Hospital on the 20th of December 2008, but passed away 3 days later. His remains were deposited at the hospital morgue and has since been there till date. According to the Defense Minister, Dr. Kumbur, to contact the ship owners and his solicitors, Biola Chambers, have proved futile. He said the Ghana Maritime Authority and its Nigerian counterparts have all been contacted to assist in tracing Captain Zapata's employees and relatives.
Because of some diplomatic implications that it has been kept for this length of time, but we have now satisfied the statutory publication in the graphic. All attempts to contact the ship or a relative has proved futile. So the statutory publication of the availability of that corpse has been done. And I'm sure any moment from now, the normal Environmental Protection Agency laws on disposal of the remains of unidentified and unclaimed bodies will be put in place.
That will mean that invoice will be written off. It becomes a state property to be buried, and yes, therefore we write off.
If the state takes over, there's the procedure the EPA will follow, and the auditors will be notice of the outcome. And we can assure them that the next time they come around, they will not have a Puerto Rican corpse. We've been in touch with foreign affairs, but there's something very peculiar about these seafarers. It's just a word of mouth that we have heard that he's Puerto Rican. But whether that is indeed his nationality or where he was legally domiciled before he went on board the ship is all too complicated, because there's no family that is coming with all the publications from Puerto Rico to indicate.
Two publications have been made in some newspapers, and the assistance of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs have also been sought to help trace the relatives in Costa Rica. Failing to locate the relatives will force the hospital to dispose of the corpse.